Brian Bulaga, what are you doing here? Edition. The Tausch no longer scheduled to make it on his own program edition, so we won't have to worry about how good of a guest he is on his own show. Although we know how good of a guest I am on our own show edition. The since when did the Met Gala become something that now sports figures go to? When did I miss that? I remember when Aaron Rodgers went with Olivia Munn, to whom he is not married. He may be married, he may not be. We'll have to ask Brian Bulaga the way Homer asked me yesterday. Edition. And the... I would like to talk some football at some point with Brian Bulaga. Edition. Of Wildy and Tausch. On 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, maybe, on Twitter, Facebook, and of course, always on the ESPN Milwaukee and ESPN Madison YouTube channels. And, of course, everything you could possibly need on the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free, all-customizable ESPN Wisconsin app. Your state, your teams, your ESPN. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay, where the streets are cleared and the remnants of the NFL draft are limited to clearanced T-shirts and maybe some golf balls that you could get real cheap at this point around local stores. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And from his fortress of solitude, well, that's not true. He's got Abby and the kids. Where he has cleats nearby when he has to take out his dog and his bobblehead from offensive line coach James Campen. He is our favorite famous friend, and don't tell Tausch, but our favorite former Packers right tackle. It is Brian Bulaga. Brian, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are we doing?
We're great. Thank you for filling in as our cousin sub of the day. Cousin subs, we believe in better. Did you and Abby go to the Met Gala?
No, I never got an invite to that. Why would offensive linemen get an invite to the Met Gala?
Yeah, see, I have the whatever same problem. It's like scenario. I always struggle with that one, too. Yeah. Rodgers went to that. I am curious because yesterday, you know, your partner in crime, you spent an hour with him later in the day on the Homer Hour. Homer just commandeered the show right out of the chute by wanting to discuss and wanting me to reach out to Aaron Rodgers to find out his marital status after he attended the Kentucky Derby with a ring on his left wedding ring finger. And I just never did because I didn't know if he told me yes or no, is that my place to then share it? So I just avoided it. I'm curious about this because I'm not going to ask you if you were A, invited, or B, if you know if he was married or not. But this instead, how come you were never in the Kentucky Derby crew? I see Corey Linsley. I see David Bakhtiari. I see Devontae Adams and Randall Cobb. Did you ever get to go? Did I miss the photo op of you and Abby with like a fun hat at the Kentucky Derby? Did I miss that? Did you ever get to go?
Yeah, I've been there like four or five times.
With the quarterback?
Yeah.
Or independently? Really?
No, yeah, with him. Yeah, yeah.
Part well, tell his, us about it.
Yeah, it's a great time. He does a really nice job for the guys he invites, and it's normally pretty much the same crew year in year. And I didn't get the invite this year, but that's okay. probably last year he, you know, 2 years ago I went. Yeah, 2 years ago I went. I couldn't go. I got the invite again last year. I couldn't go last year. I was helping my mother-in-law back in Illinois. Help clean out the house. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't do that. So, like, maybe that's why I didn't get the invite back again this year.
Oh, you missed not one sure. And you're out?
I don't know if that's the case, because that can't be true, because guys have missed for various reasons throughout time. So, but maybe, I don't know. But
you just found someone more fun that took your place. That's what it sounds like.
Maybe. Potentially. Maybe. He does a really good job with it. He takes care of the guys. We're always in the same, I think, the same exact seats every single year. He normally gets the seats because let's be real. He's a charitable guy, right? Like, that's kind of his MO. Mm-hmm. He always has been. I think he always will be. And he, I think, every year wins these seats through a auction that I think benefits kids in some way, shape, or form. And it's the same package every single year, to my knowledge. And I think he bids on it every single year. And I think he wins it every single year.
Mm.
And it's the exact same seats in the exact same spot. It's the exact same, like, lady that does the hosting, and she's our waitress. I mean, it's literally really well done. He does a good job. He rents houses for the guy. So, like, there's two separate houses that guys stay at. He does a good job with it. Guys have a blast. I always have fun when I go to it. It's long nights, long days at the track, and then long nights at events at night. But it's a fun time. It's a good time. He does a good job with it, and guys have a good time.
I'm not sure I should ask this, but I'm going to. Is this a guys only trip, or do wives also attend?
This is a guys only trip. This is a guys only trip. No wives, at least in my time going, and to my knowledge, I have not seen any wives there. If they were there, they were in a completely different section, not with the guys, if they did not stay at any of the houses with the guys. So to my knowledge, it is a guys trip only. It's a great time too. Like, and I think every, you know, Abby totally understood every time I went. I mean, she wants to go really bad one of these days. But listen, I keep telling her, I'm like, listen, I can't give the experience that guy gives because he goes above and beyond. And what that experience costs, I have no idea, because he's like, again, he's ridiculous with, like, the things he's able to do and the experiences he's able to give and how generous he is with guys. And I know I don't, for one, I don't have the hookups to do it. Like, I don't have the pull that Aaron Rodgers has.
No.
And two, like, yeah, definitely not. And two, like, you know, he's just able to get access to things that normal people aren't. Like, let's just be real. So, he does a really good job with it. We'll just put it that way. And guys have a great time. It's a lot of fun. I enjoyed looking at the photos this year of the guys being there, because the last time I went, Corey wasn't able to go. So, I missed having Corey there the last time I was there. Dave was there the last time, so I got to see Dave and hang out with Dave. That was fun. But this year Corey went, so I was upset I didn't get to see Corey. But besides that, it was, it's always a good time.
Erica in Milwaukee texts in on the Carbless Talk and text line. Wildy got any ACR details? He dropped breadcrumbs about a Britney and said he had things to take care of with the inner circle on McAfee. Inner circle equals groomsmen? ? All right, so here's what I know. I know the inner circle comment was not figuring out groomsmen. It was something, because I know what it was and what those folks are dealing with. Now, on top of that, after yesterday's, I don't want to call it an ambush by Homer, but you know how Homer is. He gets something in his head, and there's no stop.
I haven't been part of a good ambush in a while. That did feel like one.
It didn't it, though? Like, that was not what the show sheet had. But then again, like the guy he was filling in for, Tausch, he didn't look at the show sheet.
I mean, today's show sheet had a Tausch appearance here right about now,
yeah,
and that's not
I
happening.
See that.
So.
That's why I'm changing the plan, because he's not making himself.
I just want to say this. I live in Florida. That guy plays more golf than me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's mm-hmm. crazy. Like, I mean, it's really impressive how much golf he gets to play.
And yet, I think you're probably still better. So that tells you a lot. So Homer jumps in right away yesterday and wants to know and wants me to reach out to Aaron Rodgers to find out if he's married.
In fairness, Homer said, just you don't have to say how you find out. He just wanted you to find
out. Right, but how else am I going to find out?
No, you got other people you could ask. And
Hey, Brian, is Aaron Rodgers married? I don't know. All right, I tried.
That would have worked.
But here's the problem. Like, that's not my story to tell. Like, I'm here, you know, if he signs with the Steelers and I happen to text him that day and he says, hey, by the way, you know, it's been a while since you had a scoop because you suck at this job when it comes to news reporting. I'm going to give you one. I'm signing my deal with the Steelers today. I'm going to report that right here on this show immediately. Whether or not he married someone, not really my scoop. And here's the problem. There's a gray area of if I reach out to congratulate him and he says, thanks, Jay, because that's what he calls me, which I'm not sure how I feel about that. He's the only person who calls me that. And then if he confirms that he is, in fact, married, like George Costanza is getting married, then am I compelled to tell people? Do I ask him, is it okay if I tell people? I don't want to go. You know how he is with correspondence. Like, I may get an answer to the first message, and then if I ask, is it okay if I tell anyone, and then he doesn't respond, is that a yes? Is that a no? Is that I don't care? You know, he once told me my opinion was low resonance, which I appreciate, so maybe he doesn't care what I say. But the bottom line is that this is not my place. So Erica and everyone else, and I, by the way, I'm fairly confident that many of you that are watching don't give a blank about whether he's married or not. So I chose not to congratulate him, not reach out at all, because I don't want to be put in that position. And call me bad at this job if you'd like, but I'll let, you know, maybe Evan Cohen can go through sources and talk and track down this information.
I'm going to put it this way. I have not sent that text either because I have no idea. So.
Well, you didn't even go to the Kentucky Derby. You're on the outside now.
Yeah, no, I'm outside that circle. Something I don't know. Maybe I don't know. But
you're in the outer circle.
Yes, yes.
But you're in the circle, just not the inner circle.
I don't think
I'm in the inner circle either. I'm in like the fourth electron shell these days.
But like, you know, I don't want to send a text and I'm way off and it's really awkward. So like, I'm just gonna just stay away from it. It's really, to be dead honest, like,
don't care.
Didn't tell me anything. It's really none of my business. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it isn't. So
is Abby curious?
No. She didn't even know about it until I mentioned it this morning to her. I go, did you hear anything about this? She goes, about what? I go, about Aaron potentially. She goes, no. What? I'm like, okay, never mind then. I go, if you don't know anything about it.
She's your go-to.
You know, I mean, that would have been a good source. Yeah.
She is the gossip queen. She could find stuff out really quick.
I'll have her get on this by noon today.
Well, she did. Jesse. She looked into it right away. Regardless of if he is or isn't, if he is, like, obviously, I hope the best. You know, I hope, I hope the best. Obviously, he's happy. You know, that's great. Hope it's obviously a
happily ever after. Great,
yeah, that's what I hope. So besides that, you know what I'm saying? Like, he has, if he's got a wedding ring on, that's what he's telling people. Essentially, that's all, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's all we need to know, right? Like, I mean, that's essentially what, I mean, unless he's got a huge endorsement deal by that ring company that does, like,
Aura. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Unless he just got a massive, like,
that's how he paid for everything at the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, like, unless, like, they just gave him a massive deal, which, like, yeah, you know, maybe I could see that happening. And that was, like, the big kicker, right? Like, that's the big thing. Like, you have to wear this and take photos of it. And he did it, and there it is. There's the attention grabber. And, like, that's what this is. That would be so awesome if he did that. That would make me laugh, like, for days, because that would be something he would do to really rile everyone up. Mm-hmm. Like, that would be an Aaron Rodgers move. I don't think that's what it is, but if it is, like, but regardless, it's his private life, right? I'm not going to butt into it. If he didn't mention anything to me, I'm not going to go snooping for it. So, if he is, congratulations. I hope he's happy. And that's really, really all I got to say about it.
Yeah. I'll leave it at this. So the track record with him, and this is why I also don't want to, first of all, we're going to move on from this. Second of all, I haven't asked. So when we did the radio show together back in the 2011 through 2014 era, he got engaged to Destiny, and she had the engagement ring on her finger at one of Jordan's football games at Vanderbilt. And then when we tried to, I sort of uncomfortably broached the subject, he was mad that ESPN showed them repeatedly, because the rock that she had, you could see from the moon, like, it was enormous. But then when he accepted his first of the back-to-back MVPs in 2020 and 2021, he, like, announced basically his engagement to Shailene Woodley in his acceptance speech. And now we have this scenario. So I don't know what he wants in terms of privacy versus publicity. So I'll let him handle that. He can go to Pat McAfee on it. We have used up enough time and oxygen on that. See, if Tausch would have joined us, we probably would have talked about this anyway. He'd have been asking the same questions. All right.
Maybe Tausch is getting down to the bottom of this out in Vegas.
Maybe he was invited.
Yeah. Maybe that's where he's been.
Maybe that they got married at the Elvis Chapel, and Tausch just happened to be there, so he was able to stand up in the ceremony. I think we're on to something here. This is the story that we're going with, and we're sticking with it. Actually, what we're going with is discussing the Packers rookie class. I want to get Brian's take on the rookie minicamp, which was really not a minicamp. I'm not sure I've seen less meaningful football done inside the Don Hutson Center. And that includes when I've attended their Power Pack youth camps that they do for kids. Because this is what it was, basically. I'll explain coming up after I tell you about the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free, all-customizable ESPN Wisconsin app. Your state, your teams, your ESPN. It is the brand-new ESPN Wisconsin app. It's a customizable homepage. It's easier and quicker live listening. It's your shows at the touch of a fingertip. The ESPN Wisconsin app, available both in the Apple and Android app stores. Again, your state, your teams, your ESPN. Download the ESPN Wisconsin app today. More with Brian Bulaga, our cousin sub of the day. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
We'll get to the rookie minicamp and get Brian's thoughts on the offensive linemen that were drafted, the workload that the Packers rookies had or didn't at the rookie camp. We'll get to that all coming up. We've also got Evan Cohen. I thought Evan Cohen would move Jesse so he and Tausch could joust. So now they'll miss that opportunity.
Well, they double jousted the week of the draft up in Green Bay because we had him on Tuesday.
On national television.
And they were on site. Yeah, and then they went on. He went on to, like, we need, Tausch and Evan needed a little break for a few weeks. So
fair.
We'll get back at it next week.
Did I see the $8 NFL draft golf balls on reverse cam?
Hell yeah, you did.
That's $16.
No, it's not actually. So I have a story to tell you guys.
Oh, boy.
Would you steal the white one?
So the yellow one is the one that I bought. I was very proud to show Brian Bulaga when he was in attendance at our NFL draft party in Green Bay a couple of weeks ago. $8 in the
It doesn't
event
even say Green
complex.
Bay on it.
You're right. The white one with Green Bay written on it is a nice addition. It makes it a little better, I'd say. So on Friday, Becca's job took her to Green Bay, and she actually was with an intern who's from Ireland, which something tells me this won't be the last time we talk about the Packers in Ireland connection in today's show.
Oh, boy.
But her parents, the intern's parents, are huge Packers fans. And so Becca and Rachel, they said when they were up in at this little conference they were at, Rachel asked if they could go over to Lambeau Field and like see the field and look at the pro shop. And she FaceTimed her dad, and it was like the coolest. Becca said it was one of the coolest things. Like a Packers fan who's never seen Lambeau Field, or his daughter was there. It was really cool. Then they went into the pro shop, and Becca found a bunch of discounted NFL draft merchandise available for sale. And she bought this white golf ball for $3.
Weird. Weird.
We tried to tell you.
We tried
to tell you. As opposed to the $8 one on the left. maybe the paint was pretty expensive for them to make it yellow. $8.
I don't think so.
Jesse, so she was happy to bring you this joy, or did she purchase this as a way of saying very clearly and loudly, my husband, who I love, you're an idiot?
Probably a couple of different messages that could be conveyed there. Number one, I think she wanted to buy some extra stuff to have for, I don't know if she was giving it to her parents or anyone else who wasn't able to make it, just to get a little souvenir. While you're there, I mean, if you stumble your way into it and you find all this half-price stuff,
sure,
or less, might as well, right? Mm-hmm. The golf ball, yeah, she asked me this morning, actually, do you want the golf ball? I was like, yes, of course I want the golf ball. What am I going to say? No.
And then you bought the one that didn't even say Green Bay on it.
I didn't know there was another one that you could buy. All I saw was the yellow one when I was there. I didn't even know there was a white one that said Green Bay on it.
Because you panic bought. That's what you did. You panic bought.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He's more critical of me buying this golf ball than he's been of any like offensive line play
Brian Bulaga's track record is very clear. You deserve criticism on this show. You get it. Whether it's of Tausch or me or of you or of Josh Myers' performance, he's not here to win a popularity contest. He's here to tell the truth. And the truth of the matter is you overpaid for now a golf ball. Does it at least say the NFL Draft 2025 on it? Or does it just say NFL Draft so they could use it 2 years from now in Washington?
Good point. Good point.
The logo does change every year.
It doesn't!
What?
Oh, my gosh.
We're zooming in!
This is as close as we can get on the reverse cam.
Jesse.
The logo does not say Green Bay. Dang it.
It definitely does not say Green Bay, and I don't know if it says 2025 either.
Oh.
All right. Well, if you want to be smarter with your money than Jesse, then become an Associated Bank customer where they'll take good care of your money, and they make sure, you know, they would have checked on this to see if this was fraudulent use. They would have checked your credit score, because only an idiot would spend $8 on a golf ball that has no indication that it was from the NFL draft in Green Bay. But a smart person would switch banks to Associated Bank and get all the great customer service that comes with it. Not just early pay, not just fraud protection, not just credit monitoring, but also Packers checking, Badgers checking, and Brewers checking, all with great customer service to boot. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike joins us next. With Brian Bulaga as our cousin sub of the day, it's Wilde and Tausch.
We're on the Bucks.
There's going to be no city that loves Giannis as much as he's beloved here.
Because we're on Wisconsin Sports.
The story of him walking around without a winter jacket and somebody picked him up and brought him to the Bucks practice facilities. Like, that will never happen anywhere else.
Madison's home of the Bucks, 100.5 ESPN. I'm throwing caution. What's it going to be? Tonight the winds of change are blowing wild and free. If I don't get out of this town, I just might be the one who finally burns it down. I'm throwing caution.
You know what that music means? From Unsportsmanlike, and we got to see him in person during the NFL draft in Green Bay. It is Evan Cohen on Wilde and Tausch with Brian Bulagas, our cousin sub of the day. Evan, good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. Great to see both of you at the draft. Did Green Bay and the state of Wisconsin and ESPN Wisconsin and everybody do such a phenomenal job. Travel Wisconsin, pick Wisconsin, everything Wisconsin do a phenomenal job with the draft.
How quickly did you get back to what Tausch likes to say is your gated community after that? When did you leave us? How long did you stick around?
So I got there Wednesday night.
Somebody's at the door. I think it's UPS.
That, my door? That's not mine. I'm not
I heard a doorbell.
No.
Is that you, Brian?
It's definitely mine. Yeah, it's definitely mine.
I'm in a parking lot in New York City, so it can't be mine. Wait, can we get live?
There's a lot of noises that happen in New York City. That's true.
Well, yeah, but a doorbell is obviously not one of them. Somehow you're noisier than I am, which is an amazing thing. So I got there. Wow, now it is me. Now, boy, this is – boy, Jesse's having a
few minutes right now. What's that? That wasn't me.
That is a Bluetooth, Brian. That was a Bluetooth transfer. The problem is, since no Tausch, you guys actually got out on time today, and then ruined my timing of when I normally get in the car to do the call. So anyway, got in there Wednesday night, and then left Friday night and had a phenomenal time. I do have one issue though.
Uh-oh.
I shouldn't say issue. No, I'm being serious. So like, Tucker Kraft doing the judging of the cookout between Brian and Mark. I mean, pick a winner. Will you please? I mean, that is ridiculous. Yeah. The fact that you didn't want to pick a winner and then left it to a crowd that Tausch invited to come with him to the Tundra Trio, well, obviously we're going to have a winner in Mark Tauscher. And Brian, to your credit, you prepped like it was the Super Bowl, and Tausch didn't prep at all, like it was a show.
Yeah, I mean, I knew once it went to a fan off, I knew I was doomed. I mean, no pun intended, I was cooked. I knew I was done.
Nicely done.
When Gabe said, you know, cheer, you know, if you know you want Bulaga to win, cheer for him, and like, nope, it was like crickets in there. I'm like, yeah, this is over. And I mean, Tauscher,
yeah, it was ridiculous.
I mean, his sausage was on fire. Like it was.
Yeah,
like,
they called the fire
charred.
Department.
It was charred, and you know, it is what it is. You know, I mean, what can you do? But he should have picked a winner. He should have picked a winner.
I absolutely agree. Jason, did you have an issue with that? With Kraft not picking a winner?
I had a huge issue with that. And look, Tucker Kraft has been talking, and he was not shy at all during his during the time that Matt LaFleur was up on the podium talking to Tausch and me, and they were trash-talking each other about pickleball. He's come out and said very clearly that he intends to be a more vocal leader, and then he's given a leadership opportunity to declare the clear winner. Again, there was no flame up. There was no one going, hey, where is the fire extinguisher at the Tundra Trio because of your sausage?
Right.
It was because of Tausch.
That's right.
And for him to not that call, I was very, very, very disappointed in Tucker. He's better than
that. I totally agree.
Yep.
Totally agree.
Yeah,
now, what is this, by the way? The other thing, what's this controversy around a golf ball that I'm hearing?
Oh.
Jesse?
Hey, Jesse, explain him. I mean, let's just put it this way. Evan, would you ever pay $8 for a yellow golf ball that doesn't say Green Bay on it, like the 2025 draft in Green Bay on it? Would you pay $8 for that?
No chance. The only time I would ever overpay for something is if it was for my kids or my wife. That's the only time I would knowingly overpay for something. The idea that a grown person does the overpay and it's for a golf ball is absurd. That's absurd.
You've never been caught up in a moment where you're at a big event or you're at something significant, once in a lifetime type experience, and you say, I just want to have a little something to from this that I'll be able to put on a mantle or put in a case or put in the golf bag and use as a putting ball when you get on the ground. Hey, this is my draft ball.
Which you're not even allowed to do.
Sure you are.
No. Oh, you know what? So I remember... God, this is pathetic, but here we go. This is going to sound very Wildy style with some of the stuff Jason has in and around his office, but Jason will appreciate this. My final game, I don't remember exactly what it was, but in 2002, covering UW basketball, I remember realizing this is going to be my final game as a student covering this team, and I want some sort of momentum from this. You know what I did? I took the Kohl Center plastic solo cups from the media room. I took a bunch of them with me that have the UW Kohl Center logo on it, and they're still in my office to this day, that they were free. But I'm like, you know what? This is a momentum. I'll remember why I have this, my time covering UW basketball, my love affair with Dick Bennett and some of those teams, and that's my momentum. I'm a momentum, like my item, whatever.
So, memento,
like, I'm not
going to
do the overpay. Memento, thank you, Jason. I'm not going to do the overpay like Jesse. That's ridiculous.
So I have my name plate, it's a piece of paper, from the Wisconsin versus St. Cloud State first round WCHA playoffs, 1992. It still hangs in my office. There you go, Badger Herald, the high-quality student newspaper at the University of Wisconsin. I'm totally with you, Evan. That's great that you took something. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, I keep all the old press passes and everything like that, too.
Where's the line between being sentimental and being a hoarder when it comes to
I've
this
crossed
stuff?
You know what you should have done?
Jesse. Brian Bulaga is there. He's our teammate. He was a legendary Packer. He's on a show that you're a part of. Just take a picture with him in front of the trio. That's better than the $8 golf ball.
I would have thought Bulaga would be more annoyed if I said, hey, Blue, good to see you. I know you just got here, and you're only here for a few minutes, and you got people to talk to, and you got to do this big golf. Can we snag a quick pick right in front of the field?
I was there the entire time. Why wouldn't I take a photo with you?
Right.
That makes no sense. That makes no sense. That's so bad.
Terrible argument.
You know that's bad. That's
so
terrible.
Jesse, you could have said to Brian, hey, I have two things that I'm thinking about here. One is buying an $8 golf ball as a memory for this. The other is taking a picture with you. Which one do you think I should do? What do you think he's going to say in that spot? He's not going to say buy the $8 golf ball.
Neither.
Did Jack Nicklaus sign this? Did I miss this?
He's going to say neither. Don't do either.
And you know what, Evan? You know what makes this even worse? You know what makes it? His wife goes to Green Bay the other day. That's the other photo on this camera shot that he's got. She goes and buys the ball that actually says draft Green Bay on it for $3.50. The discount.
Uh-huh. Discounted.
Oh my God.
Discounted afterward.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh my
so
God.
So his wife, it's unbelievable.
She
it's
got
unbelievable.
It for three.
Like, yeah.
Jesse, there are a lot of things that could be said about you. Dumb has never really been one of them. Are you okay?
Financial responsibility could come into question occasionally. You know, I like to think, thanks to my success on Prize Picks, which Old T has obviously been the one who's initiated all that and helped me learn what Prize Picks is all about. I've won a decent amount on Prize Picks, so I'll take my $8 from the Prize Picks fund, a couple of nice wins, 4 for 4 on a flex play, and that's calling it a day. We're good.
So we know now, Jesse spending more or less. We're going to go with more.
Yes.
Jesse spending.
Frivolous. I would just like to remind you that I live in Green Bay. I would have been happy to take advantage of the inevitable clearance sales that were going to occur. I am curious, though, Evan, not only because you keep some items from your collegiate days at the University of Wisconsin, but also because you live in New York. And lots of us have come there as tourists, myself included. Did I leave with a snow globe of all the major sites of New York that's got like a little Statue of Liberty and the Empire State Building and everything else there? I do. So my question for you is, when you have visitors come to visit you and you take them out in New York, do you discourage them from getting those types of like little trinkets because you know they're a waste of money? Or is it just Jesse in this instance that was dumb?
Both, I would say. So if let's play this out. Let's say any of you guys would come to New York and I'd see you, right? At this point in my life, we would do probably two things. If we're going to New York City, because I don't live in New York City, but I work in New York City. Two things, very simply. Hey, come by the studio. It's pretty cool. You get to see the Unsportsmanlike studio. Get out first take. Everything's right there. And then, you know, maybe we'll go get pizza for lunch. Like, I'll go to one of the go-to pizza places. Like, I just assume, and maybe I'm wrong, Jason, that if you're coming to New York and we're going to hang out, the number one thing you're going to want to do is eat pizza. Like, what's better than that? Mm-hmm. That is all you – and then you take – and then, you, by the way, we could do a photo or whatever it is together in the pizza place. That's better than the $8 golf ball or the $20 snow globe. I mean, give me a break. Brian is about 17 pounds now, but even you, Bulaga, if you were to come to New York, aren't you going to go to a pizza place?
Yes, 100%. You got to have New York pizza. Yes.
Yeah, got to have a snow globe. You think Bulaga and his family are like, hey, let's go to New York. What do you guys want to do? Buy snow globes. What are we doing here?
In fairness, I did do both. We went to a place called Grimaldi's. Is that a go-to place? Is that well-known?
But that's a chain. You went to a chain pizza place in New York?
You and I weren't on speaking terms when we were there last.
Can we get back to that?
Nice. Well done. Speaking of...
Jason, that was good. Admit it. That was funny.
That was great. That was funny. No, I am fully on board with how good that was. But again,
wait a minute. You went to a pizza? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if somebody came to Wisconsin, the greatest steakhouses, you know, ice cream, and they went to a chain steakhouse? I'm not knocking them. I'm just saying, if a visitor, right, or a chain ice cream place, What? You can't do that.
I thought we went to the original one in Brooklyn. I didn't realize it was a chain.
I'm pretty sure, if I'm understanding this right, you may have gone to a chain pizza place.
Yeah, no, I'm looking it up. I clearly did. I don't know if it was a chain then, but it is now. All right, so speaking of not being on speaking terms, I have avoided... checking in with the former Jets and Packers and soon-to-be maybe Steelers quarterback about his marital status. I am curious, how much have you guys spent on that and about the seemingly inevitable trip to Pittsburgh?
So, Adam Schefter was on with us today at 6:30 Central Time. People can go back in the podcast and listen wherever you want. And this is the first time it's come up, and it came up in the greatest of ways. So we brought up to Schefter the idea that he's wearing the wedding ring. And then Adam, to his credit, is like, listen, I have no idea if he's married or not married, but that is weird if he's wearing the wedding ring. Is it not? If he's not. And then I made the comment, which I think I'm dead on this, if I may say so myself, that Aaron Rodgers is the most likely person on earth to wear a wedding ring on his ring finger, on that hand, not married, as a protest to the recognition of marriage. Like, if I were to tell you that there's one person in the world who would wear a wedding ring on his ring finger, on that hand, to actually protest the concept of that and think differently because it shouldn't mean that and instead it should mean peace on earth, Aaron Rodgers is number one on the power rankings for that hypothetical.
I like Bulaga's theory that he's got a high-paying endorsement deal with the Aura Ring, and he did that to generate attention and conversation about his ring, and then it'll come out that it's an Aura Ring. That would be on brand too.
Charity auction for the Kentucky Derby tickets in the first place is the completing of the theory. Yeah,
it's a good theory.
Wait, so Brian, your point is the straight up endorsement of the ring, if it's on the opposite hand or another finger, doesn't get the grassroots marketing buzz that it does this way. Is that your point on this?
Yes, and to my knowledge of that Aura ring, it has to be worn on your left hand because that's how it gets your heart rate and everything like that. I mean, that's to my knowledge. I got a couple buddies that wear them. They always wear them on their left hand. I don't know why. That's just where they wear them. I don't know. But that's the only reason why I say that is because that's where they wear them. So, like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to start a rumor that I have nothing about, but that's why I'm just saying.
I love that we have have a conspiracy theory about a conspiracy theorist. I love that.
I mean, it would just be hilarious to me. That's all I'm saying.
Did you guys see AJ Hawk with McAfee yesterday? Because he seemed surprised by it too. And I don't know if that was, you know, on the up. I don't know if that was real or that was. I mean, they're so good at living like the wrestling characters out, and obviously that is like a wrestling kind of bit. But I mean, I'm going to ask a question. It may come off rude, but whatever. If you're a business, is Aaron Rodgers your intended endorser right now? If that's the bit on the Aura ring, is Aaron Rodgers who you want endorsing you?
I'm going to tell you what. I mean, regardless if not. Right, if he's the, you know, if you want him or not, if he comes out and says this was an Aura ring, you got all the marketing and attention that you were looking for off of it.
That's true.
All right, I have an expert in the Aura ring. It is our amazing teammate, Danny Zetterman. Who's a big fan of the show.
He hasn't given you any critical feedback yet, that's why.
I understand that Tausch isn't here today, and so you're spoiling for a fight.
Oh, you got to play a role. That's for sure.
And by the way, that was almost as good as the show that you had earlier. Still very good. Also, I have now discovered that there is a Grimaldi's Pizzeria in Brookfield, Wisconsin. So I can confirm
one in your backyard, I think. I think Paula is currently bringing the girls to lunch there today. I mean, what are you doing?
It's in Brookfield.
I got authentic New York pizza from Papa John's.
It was 2009. I'm going to have to look at more information.
Passes it every Friday.
Danny Zetterman informs us.
This amazing, authentic Wisconsin burger. McDonald's. It's really remarkable. You can only find it in Madison, Milwaukee, Beaver Dam, or Green Bay.
Oh, my God.
I know we have all the creamery and everything, and all the dairy at UW-Madison. And we're the only place that has 31 flavors. Did you know that? There's nowhere else that has 31 flavors of ice cream.
They are the only ones that have Barry Alvarez, though, as a flavor.
That is true.
The Aura ring, per Danny, he's had one for 8 years. You can wear it on your pointer. It should be worn on your pointer or middle finger, and the hand does not matter. So he's as close as we have to an expert on the Aura ring.
So here's what it comes down to. Because Danny has used his pointer with you, you haven't given him the middle finger. And so I think once he starts to use another finger, we'll see if you ever bring him up on the air again, unless he's a weekly guest. In a hypothetical world, of course.
Hypothetically.
But Brian's onto something because it does raise the awareness for someone wearing a ring. And when was the last time we talked about someone wearing a ring just out of speculation? Right? Like, Bulaga's, you know, it's Bulaga, smart marketing guy. Like this.
Good hire, too. All right, Evan, last thing for you, because obviously our normal NBA insider, Mark Tauscher, is not here today. because he's helping Luke Fickell and the Badger football team out in Las Vegas with their event. All three of the arguably best teams remaining in the playoffs all lost their game ones at home. What do you make of where the playoff picture currently stands, and should there be any panic for any of those teams?
Yeah, I wouldn't say panic yet, but I have a question. This was I brought up today on our show, on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Wisconsin. Is Jokic underrated? And the reason I asked that, how many times have we all said about Giannis, yeah, I know they're banged up, I know they don't look good in this series, but they still got Giannis. We're going to still pick the Bucks. I know I've done it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we do that with Jokic? Like, why are we surprised that they beat the Thunder? He's the best player in the world, regardless if he wins MVP, irrelevant. He's the best player in the world, and we never default to that. We do it with LeBron, rightfully so. We do it with Steph, rightfully so. We started to do it with Ant Edwards, who's never actually won anything.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we not do that with Jokic? Why do we not go to the place of, well, of course they could beat the Thunder, even though they won 60-some-odd games. They got Jokic, and the other team doesn't. We don't do that with – you guys did that, right, and Brian was on the team with him. You probably had games where you're down 10 early in the fourth quarter, and you're like, well, we got Rodgers. We'll figure this out. And Jokic is more accomplished comparatively than Rodgers, and that's not a knock on Rodgers. I'm saying Rodgers got the benefit of the doubt, rightfully so. We never do that with Jokic. Why is that? Because he's not wearing an Aura ring?
Potentially. I mean, listen, I can't sit here and say like I'm like a basketball guru, but my wife has been yelling at me because I've been turning it on and watching it, right? Because I find it interesting. At least I have been lately. And like, that guy's an absolute freak show, right? Like, I mean, he just is. Like, you look at him. If you were to look at him normally, you'd be like, how can this guy do what he does? But he's an absolute freak show. Like, he's unbelievable. And the fact that they beat the Nuggets, the OKC. I watched OKC beat that. Who'd they beat that they beat him by like 60
Memphis.
Points in game
yeah.
one?
Memphis.
Yeah, I saw him beat Memphis by like. So, like, obviously, OKC's good, but like, Why wouldn't you think that Jokic can beat
right? That's my
point.
OKC.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I mean,
can we focus on the bigger picture issue here, though? The bigger picture issue, and not to get into someone's marriage. Mrs. Bulaga yells at Brian, now sports talk host, for watching sports.
Just basketball.
When you're watching football, I know you're obsessed with soccer. So when you're watching those two, it's okay. So you haven't been cleared for basketball yet.
No, I've not been cleared for basketball yet. Like, she's kind of like, what are we watching this for? Like, why are you watching this? Like, what, like, this is, like, and that's literally like the question that gets asked every time it's on. Like, why are you watching this? Like, what's
Jason, are you cleared for every sport? Are all of you clear for every sport?
I am cleared for every sport. Usually, I'm not watching NBA basketball. I love the NCAA tournament. I love college football. Those are the things that I normally will have on. I don't have baseball on very often. I don't have Premier League soccer on, which I'm guessing is what Abby is most accustomed to Brian having on his television when Manchester City is playing. Correct?
Correct. I mean, listen, like, yeah, we watch City a lot, obviously, but, like, you know, Champions League's on today. It's Barcelona and Inter. That'll be on. So, like, that's not even Man City, but we'll watch that game. You know what I mean? That's a big game. That game will be on. So, like, it's just in general, soccer will be on. Like, it is what it is.
Football is the only thing I'm cleared for. Am I alone there?
On your little baby phone.
No,
Doesn't sound like it, Jesse. I've heard some of your takes.
Wow, thanks. You know, if baseball or college basketball or even the NBA playoffs, like, if the Bucks are on, like, hey, cool, if I'm going to put the Bucks game on tonight, and Beck will say sure, and she'll go on TikTok or whatever, and she's looking whatever she's doing, but she has no interest in anything except football.
Just looking for golf ball souvenirs.
Doing some casual shopping. Yeah.
Bargain shopping. All right, Evan. We appreciate you. This was really fun. You got a couple of really good zingers in. Next time you're back in Wisconsin, Grimaldi's in Brookfield on me, buddy.
See you, bye.
That is Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike. I am convinced that it wasn't a chain in 2009. I will look into that. Paul and I went on our honeymoon to New York City. I was told that was the place we had to go. Now I feel like an idiot, but that's not the
they
first
are
time
loving
happened.
This on the text line. Great Italian food at Olive Garden.
Yeah, I'm getting crushed, oh and God. Rightfully so. Very fair. 100% fair. Come at me,
authentic
bro.
Authentic local neighborhood fair at Applebee's.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
All my favorites. No chains allowed. I saw someone say in the YouTube comments that I went to a chain pizza place to protest non-chain pizza places. Yeah, I don't know when you travel, and obviously this was a failure by me, but when you travel, you don't want to do that, right? You want to go to an authentic place native to that place because you want to get that experience. And while this was a major failure, when people were coming to Green Bay, I sent them all to Rustique. That is a Green Bay singular pizza place, and in my opinion, the best in town. And I'm sure they were inundated with folks during the draft.
I mean, yeah. Like,
I hope so.
We obviously, here at ESPN Madison, we love Pizza Hut. Like, they're part of our Free Food Fridays and Prep Mania, the official pizza of Prep Mania. Like, I love... Tausch loves the Book It program. He tells us all about it all the time. Like, if we're just ordering pizza on a random... Like, okay, we don't want to make food tonight. Let's just order a pizza. Like, we're totally into, like, grabbing Pizza Hut. That's great. But I think, yeah, it's in the last, like, 10 years... When you travel somewhere unique, when you're going to, Florida or New York or wherever, you want to find a local, like, one-of-a-kind place. I think there used to be more about the familiarity of, oh, let's go to the chain place. We have one of those by us. I know it's good. It's consistent, reliable. Let's go there. And I think that's changed in the last 10, 15 years to more, let's take a gamble on a local place that has good reviews online.
All right, we managed, even without Tausch and Evan arguing, debating, getting after each other, we're already, again, running late. So we will, we still have to finish up the 9 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch. We will do that with Brian Bulaga, our cousin sub of the day, so stick around.
We're on the Packers.
You still want to see that steady play, that steady improvement, and you didn't get it from Jordan Love?
Because we're on Wisconsin Sports.
That just makes the stakes that much higher this season.
Nobody covers the green and gold like 100.5 ESPN.
I still think that he's going to wind up in Pittsburgh. I think they think he's going to wind up in Pittsburgh. I think that is the belief and the expectation within the organization. Why he hasn't done it is up to him. Ultimately, in the end, despite the fact that he has been noncommittal, people believe he's going to want to play. The Steelers think he's going to want to play. And how many people who are over the age of 40 just randomly go out and put on football cleats to play catch with the Pittsburgh Steelers' new wide receiver, as he did recently in the video with him and DK Metcalf? It just, again, doesn't mean he does, but I think the belief continues to be that he will play for the Pittsburgh Steelers at some point here.
That is Adam Schefter on Unsportsmanlike with Evan Cohen and Michelle Smallman and Chris Canty. I was reading a piece this morning from Charles Robinson of Yahoo Sports. This is the prevalent thought on Aaron Rodgers, and here's the reason why. Not about his aura ring or his wedding ring or anything else, but the Packers play the Steelers this season. So let's not forget. Now, it may or may not be located in Dublin, Ireland. There are now some feelings that I've seen that game will be staying in Pittsburgh, despite reports that it was going to be the Packers heading to Ireland, including by our friend Ben Brust of KBN. And I can see why the Steelers would want that game in Pittsburgh if it's Aaron Rodgers versus the Packers as opposed to playing it in Dublin. But that is interesting to me. I don't have a lot of interest in conjecture about Aaron Rodgers and where he's going to play and what he's going to do and if he's married or if he's not. But I am very interested about when and if he is going to be playing against the Green Bay Packers in a Steelers uniform. Especially since, as you know, since you started that game as the youngest player to ever start a Super Bowl, his Super Bowl title came against the Pittsburgh Steelers. You're in on this, I assume.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's a lot that can evolve here, right? Like, there's a lot that could play out. The storylines here could be really good, obviously. But I still think, and this is just me, and I may be the minority in this, right? And obviously, Schefter was on Unsportsmanlike, and he said his piece, and obviously he knows way more than I do, and he talks to these people on the inside of these organizations way more. I know he certainly isn't speaking to anyone in Aaron's camp, because Aaron is his own camp, so I know he's not talking to Aaron. But there's a part of me that still believes he's holding out for Minnesota in some way, shape, or form. He's hoping that, not that he hopes that the McCarthy kid fails. I don't think that's what he's hoping for. I think he's maybe looking at it as they get the McCarthy kid into OTAs, maybe a mini camp when it's maybe more full go, right? Maybe full, maybe more up tempo. Or maybe the first week of training camp, and it's just not what McConnell thinks, right? Like, that's the head coach's name, right? Am I correct on that?
Yes, Kevin O'Connell. Kevin O'Connell.
Yeah, O'Connell, yeah. And it's not just what he thinks it should be, right? Like we need – like, this offense needs a little bit more. He's not ready yet, right? And that's where an Aaron Rodgers instantly comes in. And he's exactly like he's in that offense. And I've said this to Homer, and I've said it to you, and I've said it to everyone who's asked, like, that offense is the exact same. Obviously verbiage can be different. Yeah. There's concepts that can be different. I get it. Okay. Don't jump on my back about it. But it's very similar to what LaFleur does. So that means he comes from him hanging out in wherever he's at. It could be California. I don't know where he is right now. And he comes to Minnesota, and it's exactly what he remembers from all his time in Green Bay with LaFleur. And it's a very easy transition for him. And it, what you know what makes it even easier? Throwing it to Jefferson. Throwing it to Addison. Handing it off to Aaron Jones. Throwing it to Hockenson. Having a good offensive line in front of you, giving you protection. Having O'Connell calling those plays that – if he dialed it up for Sam Darnold, he's going to dial it up for Aaron Rodgers. So, like, I still think he's holding out hope for that. But, again, I don't know. I'm not an NFL insider like Adam Schefter. I have no idea, right? Like, he talks to these organizations. But there's something to be said about why Aaron hasn't signed that deal yet. Right? Like, it's besides, like, he doesn't want to be there right now. He doesn't want to do OTAs. Like, okay, sure. Like, all right. Like, I'll give you that. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'll totally give you that. Like, and I understand that. But he's also wanting to win. Right? Like, I think in my mind, and knowing, like, the competitor he is, and obviously now what happened in New York, the chip on his shoulder is probably a very deep one. Right. Like, is the guy he hates losing anything more than I think he enjoys winning, being around him more than any, you know, being around him so often and competing with him in other things than just, you know, being on his team in football. The chip on his shoulder is probably very big right now. So the guy wants to win. So most likely, if he's going to sign somewhere, he wants to start learning what this team is about, what the offense is, and get going on that, which is making this non-committal thing to Pittsburgh very odd. And that's kind of, that's the only thing I'm saying about this whole Pittsburgh thing that is throwing me off. And again, I could be dead off on this thing, but that's where I'm at on it.
Yeah, I would just say this. The one thing, and I saw this in Charles's piece, the one thing that not having him sign does is that it prevents you from having to deal with all the questions about why he's not taking part in the offseason program if he wants to stay away till training camp. But again, I agree with you. You would think you would want to hit the ground running. And remember what he did the last time in New York. Like, when he went there, he was there for the entire offseason program. He did it again the following year until he had his trip to Egypt planned and didn't go to the mandatory minicamp and caused an uproar there. All right, we need to get to the 10 o'clock hour late, as if we had Brian Bulaga as a guest. So we'll get to that coming up. Again, sad ending to the Bucks season, and certainly a long road ahead for Damian Lillard. But you'll have more insight and understanding of him if you check out Season 4 of Behind the Bucks, the podcast that is presented by Gallagher on Bucks Plus. The superstar Damian Lillard's unlikely journey from a two-star high school prospect to a top 75 player in NBA history. The series, which is narrated by senior NBA insider Chris Haynes, reveals exclusive details of Dame's trade to the Bucks and his experience with the team. Find Behind the Bucks on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.